Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in. Time for a quick daily editorial. I'm going to talk about the White House. I'm going to talk about the disgruntled White House, I guess is the best way to put it. We're going to talk about the recession that's right around the corner, and we're going to talk about the fact that Jim and I are going to take 2 weeks off. Jim is going to Europe, and I figured I really haven't taken any time off from recording for an awfully long time, and I could use a couple of weeks right now. I'm pretty bummed right now, to say the least. Anyway, if you have any comments on that, please let us know on the blog. Read this morning in the Wall Street Journal that there was some real disgruntlement going on in the White House right now among the staff because Biden apparently can't make up his mind about anything. So what else is new, Jim?
Yeah, well, you've got key people leaving. Joe Biden's speechwriter is leaving. That's no surprise after the whole Texas Hispanics, Latinx are unique as breakfast tacos.
Right.
You're going to see a continued divide and split from the Kamala Harris camp. She's lost numerous staffers. So you're getting less qualified people and desperate attempts to, you know, to try and fill gaps. You're going to have problems with the Biden team because, you know, in the White House, because of this conflict, I believe, between Jill wanting to keep Joe running for 2024 and right. Democratic operatives, including probably, you know, Obamaites from the Obama administration that are in there that want him to get to step out because of his age, because of his mental acuity, because of his, you know, potential health and inability to make decisions, and the decisions he's made so far, if he has made any, have been disastrous. We're talking about Afghanistan. We're talking about economic decisions. We're talking about actually goals the Democratic Party would like to see. He's failed on numerous goals that they wanted to see, more progressive agendas. You know? So I think it's a rough time, and it's not, obviously, in my view, it's not going to get better as Joe Biden's not going to get any healthier or younger.
Well, Jim, let me ask you a question. Do you think that this despondency, this kind of malaise that's going right now, and this unhappiness that's going on really in the United States in both parties, in both the Republicans and the Democrats, do you think that's totally driven by politics?
Well, I think there's a political divide. There's no doubt. I think that political divide is being exacerbated by people who want division. So I think a lot of the anger, the frustration, the tension is created by political actions to achieve ideological ends. When you're talking about the different things we've talked about, I think it's they're really pushing to socially engineer the population, and they've got the media backing them. They've got, you know, a lot of Democratic operatives, a lot of consultants backing them, and of course major corporations that are funding it and supporting it. So I think a lot of it comes from that. And look, if you have confidence, if the economy is going well, you can have basically a useless president, or one that's doing not such great things, but not doing any harm, and be all right. Yeah. In fact, you could even have a president that does kind of harm, but he can still go along if the economy's doing well. And that's the Bill Clinton example. You know, he did he lied to the public. He had some very kind of little nasty little personal things. People didn't care. People still support him. Some people still to this day support him, but they supported him then because, you know what, the economy went along fine. America was doing okay. There wasn't a lot of big damage. We didn't get into a lot of serious problems. But
we are getting at serious problems now. I mean, a good example is one that was opined on in the Wall Street Journal today, and that is the situation with the nuclear situation with Iran. I mean, that's terrible right now. It's going in totally the opposite direction.
Well, I'll tell you, there's another. So that is going in the wrong direction. Iran is probably capable of building a weapon. Well, they've been capable of building a weapon. It's been unknown if they've had enough material to build a weapon.
Yeah.
Now they've got both. And of course, you know, I was working in a very, very special place in very special circumstances when the Pakistanis tested their first nuclear weapon back in the late 90s.
Right.
Absolutely terrible event. Took the intelligence community by surprise. There's no question people have been preparing for a long time for Iran to get a nuclear weapon. And of course, that could create a very, very difficult problem between Middle Eastern, you know, people in confrontation, and that includes the Saudis,
right?
UAE, the people that are the Sunni Muslims that are very much against Iran, and of course the big one, Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, with all the complex issues that are happening with Ukraine, Russia, and of course China, Taiwan, this is a very dangerous situation. But Al, I'm going to add one more incredibly problematic situation that many people are unaware of.
And that
Taliban is. In Afghanistan, who were given $85 billion worth of U.S. heavy, you know, military equipment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not that long ago.
Has been partnering with Pakistani Taliban. So think about this. Pakistani Taliban, which is a, you know, in the tribal areas along the Afghan border and those areas, that they're very, it's a very powerful, dangerous force that's been involved, of course, in Afghanistan for many years,
right,
but also in numerous, you know, thousands of terrorist attacks inside Pakistan and political actions in order to achieve their goals.
Mm-hmm.
Unifying with weapons and having no pressure against them puts the Pakistani government in a very precarious position. And the Pakistani government, of course, has a sizable nuclear arsenal. And of course, that complicates issues with between India and Pakistan, because India would absolutely be, it would be unacceptable for the Taliban and extreme, you know, Islamists to take control in Pakistan.
Right.
You combine that with the border area of Iran,
mm-hmm.
you have the potential Middle Eastern problems. You've got a continuing, just a disastrous situation with Russia, Ukraine. And then you've got the Chinese that are rattling sabers and threatening Taiwan on a daily basis.
Yeah.
These are very significant global challenges, and we need significant, powerful, and decisive leadership in order to address them.
Yeah.
And that has to be coordinated in order to avoid conflict, in order to stop the wars. You can't. There's no vacuum here that will be filled by goodness with these types of activities going on. And unfortunately, we have a leadership in the United States that's abdicated responsibility and abdicated success in all areas. And of course, after numerous failures, both, you know, prior to this administration and over the Bush years, some push, you know, coming back against ISIS with Trump,
right,
kind of stabilizing some areas in an attempt to, you know, carefully withdraw from Afghanistan. Biden blew it all.
Yeah.
Of course, he's blowing it all without any significant strategy for the Russia situation. And I don't think they're going to be able to deal with the Chinese situation. Add these together, we're talking with the economic problems and the social upheaval everywhere. Man, it's a very dark looking future.
Yeah, it really is. And that's one of the reasons I want to take a couple of weeks off. I'm getting to be incredibly pessimistic, and we're not getting a lot of comments in terms of anything other than pessimism. And I have to tell you, I really want to see some optimism in the sense that let's do this instead of this. Jimmy, been going the 9 minutes that we said we were going to go. You have a safe trip to Europe, sir.
You bet, Al. You relax, take care, get yourself healthy, get some good air, exercise. I will, you know, in spite of all the dire appearances,
yeah,
you know, most of us will be all right. The unfortunate problem is, you know, economically, it's going to be challenging for everyone.
Yeah.
But I think in the end, I'm a positive man that thinks that, you know, goodness will prevail,
yep,
and wise people will overcome. And so I'm going to stay positive, and I'm going to keep working towards it. And we have to. What other option do we have?
We have no other option, Jimmy, and I appreciate you saying that. Thanks, Jim.
You bet. You take care, Al.
You
too. See you in a couple weeks.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.